You're listening to The Naked Scientist, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering your science questions on The Naked Scientist this week. Now, Dave, we mentioned this at the beginning, this very interesting information flowing back in from Voyager, which is actually nearly the same age as me. It was launched just shortly after I was born, so I sort of feel I'm tied to Voyager, this probe that's heading out of our solar system. Tell us more.
Yes, there were two Voyager spacecraft. The first one which was launched was Voyager 1, which is the one we're talking about. It was launched in 1977, and its main mission was in 1979 when it visited Jupiter, and in 1980 when it visited Saturn. But when this main mission was over, it was flying away from the Earth very, very rapidly, and 34 years on, it's still doing science. Now, it's a bit out of date, and its radioactive power source is running down, but it's in a unique position. It's the furthest man-made object away from Earth. It's now 17.8 billion kilometres away from the Sun, which is more than 120 times further than the Earth is from the Sun, and more than three times further than Pluto. So by being where no other spacecraft has been before, it can do new science. At the moment, it appears to be right on the edge of the Sun's magnetic field, and it's starting to be overwhelmed by the galactic magnetic field. The solar magnetic field deflects very high-energy cosmic rays created when stars explode, forming supernovae. So as it goes through, there should be fewer solar cosmic ray particles inside this heliosphere than outside it. In the last 3 years, Voyager 1 has seen a 25% increase in galactic cosmic rays. It looks like it's starting to move through. But in May, it saw about a 9% increase, with 5% in the last week of May.
So it suddenly shot up.
Yeah, that's right. So it looks like it's going through a transition, and that is very, very probably this edge of the heliosphere. And it's about to enter just the empty kind of galactic space. It's got enough power to last until 2025, so hopefully it will get out there and tell us what it's like out there before the poor thing kind of dies of old age.
How does it detect the radiation? What instrument is it using?
It will be using some kind of bolometer, so particles hit it, and then you get an idea of what direction they're coming from and the amount of energy, because the amount it heats up. They call it a cosmic ray telescope.
It's extraordinary that at its great age, it is still working and still doing science. I suppose that's a reflection on the engineers as much as anything.
Yes, I mean, really awesome engineering to be able to build something which 35 years later is still limping along and doing science which nothing else can.
Maybe it really is value for money after all.